Number 5. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Book of Shamati, Shamati number 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below?
Yes.
In order to attain Lishma, it is not in one's hands to understand, as it is not for the human mind to grasp how such a thing can be in the world. This is because one is only permitted to grasp that if one engages in Torah and mitzvot, he will attain something. So there must be self-gratification there. Otherwise, one is unable to do anything. Instead, this is an illumination that comes from above, and only one who tastes it can know and understand. And it is written about that, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thus, we must understand why one should seek advice and counsels regarding how to achieve Lishma. After all, no counsels will help him, and if God does not give him the other nature, called the will to bestow, no labor will help one to attain the matter of Lishma. The answer is, as our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you are not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is discerned as a prayer. Because a prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no fulfillment. Hence, when one has a need for Lishma, the fulfillment comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning one receives fulfillment for one's need. It follows that one's work is needed to receive the Lishma from the Creator only in the form of a lack and a kli, a vessel. Yet one can never attain the fulfillment alone. Rather, it is a gift from God. However, the prayer must be a whole prayer, that is, from the bottom of the heart. It means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet how does one know that, there is none else that can help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal, and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator, for heaven's sake. Then one can pray from the bottom of one's heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know, when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and to not receive anything in return. Only then, as one begins to see that the organs do not agree to this idea. From that, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other counsel but to pour out his complaint before the Lord to help him, so that his body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As one sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul his self entirely, it turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no reason to hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted. Up to here.
Is it clear? Yes, Bensi.
If the body, the person tries to enslave his body to the work of the Creator, as it's written, what does it mean that a person prays from the bottom of his heart? Because you have to convince the body. So what does it mean to pray? What is he praying for?
There's the heart and there's the depth of the heart. The whole heart is called the guf, the body, the desire. And from that, the whole point is, that's the point that connects him to the goal.
So the bottom of the heart means the point in the heart?
I want to go to something, but I have a certain charge, a certain baggage that I have to carry me that doesn't let me do it. A certain weight.
This piece in Shamati and also the letters, they speak as if man and creator are very close. That's how Baal Sulam talks about it, the motion, and there's like a individual providence. When we're working now, the group and the environment, how to correctly translate those letters and articles? How to read it correctly?
A person needs to examine himself and to imagine to himself, am I really kind of like fantasize? Imagine. As if I would like to do actions that are all in all bestowal outside of me towards everyone. Maybe I don't even know towards who, and I don't want to receive anything for it. Just to know that I'm giving and bestowing, and from that I will have satisfaction. And maybe even if I won't know that I'm bestowing, that it won't be for as some reward. Well, but it's already an addition, that's already a more advanced state, and we'll talk about that later. But in short, to examine himself, would I be happy to do an act of bestowal? I mean, to live in an action of bestowal, which is from me outwards. And in such a way, to examine himself, is this inclination, say,
dreams, or
how should I say this? This vision, this. No. What? Hope?
Hope?
No, something that I kind of imagine to myself is something that is very, very. Something that is very like my heart's hope or desire. Then I check myself whether I really would like for this to happen to me, and to try to measure each time whether really that hope is in me, that prayer, that state as exalted as something that's as a dream. That's it.
But there has to be an address, right, for the prayer.
No. This is simply, it just comes out of my heart. It kind of breaks out and comes out and emerges.
Without addressing it anywhere?
Yes, there's such a desire in the heart where I would be interested in living in a state where I do acts of bestowal to everyone and it's good for me. But it's not that it's good for me and therefore I do acts of bestowal, but rather I do acts of bestowal and the fact that I'm doing them, from that it's good to me. It's good for me. That's it. At least something like this. It's not distant, it's here. You don't need for this connection with the Creator. You don't need for this anything. Other than to see how much we're advancing at least towards the appreciation of the quality of bestowal. And it's not the real quality of bestowal yet. That's clear. That's what I'm imagining in my will to receive. But nevertheless, somehow.
So I can reach what you just mentioned without aiming it, as we read it here, towards the Creator? We can reach that desire?
If to the Creator, it's already called to the group. We're not allowed to imagine the Creator outside the group, because otherwise that would be religion or idolatry. That's the problem that Abraham, where he broke all the those statues and forms of different shapes, the idols, because all his war is actually in the fact that the Creator is being described, depicted outside of the Creator, which is forbidden. That's idolatry. And that's the main thing. That's what idol worship is. It's not to receive an order to bestow. That's not important. It's the main thing is that that's how a person depicts it on his own. That he can relate to the Creator directly, me and him. Not through the center of the group, where I reveal him, want to be revealed, expect for him to be revealed. I have to reveal him within the Kli. I must depict him from within the Kli only. Otherwise, it's spirit. It's truly idol worship. It's the difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah and religion. Well, in religion in general, who's imagining things and who's and what? And hence, if we were to open the prayer book and start reading, all the prayers, the requests, the songs, the sentences, the praises are talking about the molding of the group in this way or another in order to discover all the different manners of the Creator. Okay. More? Yes. Next to you.
With respect to bestow, what does it mean bestowing to the other? The action or the intention that rides on top of the action?
It's intention for sure, and it needs to be joined with the action. But the intention, absolutely correctly, sure. Where at least I enjoy from the fact that I have, and I'm happy from having such an intention, for having an inclination for it, such a dream for it to happen, that maybe I will one day advance and live in it, and from doing bestowal towards others. And that it will be possible to carry out this action. But really, the whole execution is in the intention. Eventually, there's nothing but the intention needs to be done. You can see how humanity is advancing towards intentions. Matter is disappearing. We're starting to print things in the printers, and as soon we'll be able to eat everything from, I don't know what, some mixture of elements, and everything is moving more and more to, all of form is disappearing. And though it seems to us like we're rocks and steel and concrete and all those things, no, it's less and less matter is disappearing. Soon you won't eat a chicken that where you had a live chicken and everything. They'll bring you something that is from the laboratory to the oven, and that's it. Something like that. It's not. We're progressing to a state in which the intention, the spirit, is what decides. The spirit, the thought, desire.
This addition of intention on top of action, is it something private that everyone does, or something that is that lives in the society, and this is its intention?
I didn't hear.
The intention. Is the intention something private or collective group intention?
If we want for it to work for the Creator, it's only a group work. Or otherwise, he doesn't hear. A minyan, a ten. Otherwise, it's not. There is no prayer.
Intention and prayer, they're not the same, right?
Prayer expresses the intention. Intention is something that, well, it's the intention of a person. It's a certain direction. But in order to express it, you have to, well, it's like the gate of intentions that we read, Bechar HaKavanot, or the Siddur. We have to. There are many words and actions. The intention itself needs to be interpreted in some way, or being be revealed in something. Therefore, there are many letters and gematrias and. Yes.
So, in order to stay in this work and not escape it and add the intention and the action, what creates in the society that thing that it has an intention that rides over all its actions?
Again,
how does the society reach a state that there are intentions on top of its actions?
Physical actions?
Yeah, let's say we perform dissemination actions. We come to the lesson. We sit in meals. You said before, we have endless actions. What you're missing is the intentions. And you escape into the action so as not to deal with the intention. So I'm asking, let's say we don't add actions. We keep the same actions we have today. Exactly. We add an intention. That work. On what does it depend? To add intention to all our actions.
It's a movement in the heart. Well, what do you mean? Well, what's the question of it all? How do we stabilize the intention? All those things that we connect with and from the rest of the hearts, and as much as it will be one intention, one direction, one hope. There's nothing to talk about that. What, are we going to move through another 30, 40 articles so that you'll see that it's that you already read this 1,000 times? Onwards. What do you have, Shai?
The ego, when it awakens and it understands that maybe life in Bestol holds some profit for it.
No matter, that too, of course, yes.
There's a little asterisk with the fine print. You know, who will care about my necessity if I live in Bestol 24 hours?
No, you can work in your job and with your family and do everything just like others. The question is how much you awaken to all these corporeal actions with the intention to bestow to others. To bestow to others, not that you're going to stand and send your salary to some some account that's to some needy cause. Our main action is the intention. Nothing is lacking in the world other than intention. Just like we talk about education. The world doesn't need to change a thing if people will begin to change towards the connection between them. then anyhow, they on their own will see that the world is changing, that the situation is changing, the world is changing, that there's such a gap between the different classes, and everything depends on the intention. You actually don't have to change anything else. The intention changes everything.
I can't see how we can live in bestowal and go to work, go to fancy restaurants.
Any luxurious restaurants. I'm telling you, you will disparage such things that are coming just in order to stimulate your ego. And they will disappear. Again, the public opinion changes everything.